How are you?
Very good. How are you folks?
Fine. We'd like to say we really sacked out last night, I guess.
I bet you did. You had to. Paul White was on.
Very good.
Say, Pete, right now... Okay, why don't we first figure out how you want to go from here. We could take and pick up mid-course 5, which is relatively small, a little over 2 feet per second at 188.27, or we could slip it a little bit. It's maybe up to, on the hour even. It's really up to you folks.
188.27, huh?
That's right. It depends upon how far you are along in your post-sleep activities. It can be slipped just as easily.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and burn it on time? I'll tell you what, the only thing we have to do is chase the canister. And we all had 12 hours sleep last night, I think. I lost track of time there. And the PRDs are 110.26, 110.25, 0.27. And we'll go ahead and do a quick P-52 here for you, the PTC orientation. And then give you the confuser, okay? And you can uplink below, so that's what you want to do.
Okay, that sounds good.
And in the meantime, we'll go ahead and put on. You want us to try and get the H2 purge done and the wastewater dumped before the fuel cells before we do burn?
Yeah, let's go ahead and try to carry things out in the same order in which we would have done them before. That is, all flight plan items preceding your mid-course 5 are still required, and accomplish it at your own crew determined pace. Your water dump and fuel cell purges after your sextant star check.
Okay, very good. We'll go ahead and do the P-52 right now.
Okay, and one word on after MCC-5 and your associated data dump. You roll the spacecraft 180 degrees and hold attitude rather than PTC for the next 1.5 hours, and then you perform P-23 nominally scheduled for 189.
Okay, P-23 for 189. What roll orientation did you want?
Okay, you'd be rolling 180 degrees from the attitude you'd have in MCC-5.
Okay, very good.